Now an update on a story we brought you a couple of months ago. Boston cab drivers say delays and technical problems are making it hard for them to comply with the city's two-year-old policy requiring cabbies to accept credit cards. They made their feelings known in what was a contentious closed-door meeting with the Boston Police Department's Hackney unit yesterday. WBUR's Adam Ragusea has the latest.
Many Boston cabbies don't want to accept credit cards at all because the processing companies take a hefty 5 to 6 cents on the dollar for each transaction fee.
We used to make money, but no more. We the person losing. Who getting rich? Credit card company?
Ravinder Paul attended yesterday's meeting. He's driven in Boston for 7 years, and he wants the credit card requirement repealed. But short of that, he'd at least like to get his money a little sooner.
If we charge any card on Thursday, we don't see money till Monday or Tuesday. I worked 12 hours this morning, since 4 in the morning till 4 p.m., 12 hours. Other drivers coming 4 o'clock, taking the car. I have to have gas tank full before I give car to him. How I can put the gas? That money is not going to come to my account 3 days.
Representatives from the two credit card processing companies that work with Boston Cabs, CMT and Verifone, were present for the charged three-hour meeting, though no reporters were allowed inside and neither company responded to requests for comment. Outside, MetroCab General Manager Steve Sullivan said complaints about technical problems with the card swipe machines are widespread.
The system breaks down while the passenger's in the cab, and the passenger blames the driver that it's broken down, refuses to pay. Now the driver has less money to feed his family.
Sullivan says in the meeting, card processors sparred with cab dispatchers over which party should be responsible for reimbursing drivers who lose fares to technical failures. Captain Paul O'Connor with the BPD's Hackney unit, which regulates the industry, said his staff would explore options for reimbursing drivers. The unit regularly receives complaints from passengers who say cabbies refuse to accept credit cards or pretend the swipe machines aren't functioning. Captain O'Connor encourages passengers to call 911 in the event of a conflict over a fare. For WBUR, I'm Adam Ragusea.